Here are today's top stories. A new study says that half of Chicagoans can't afford where they live. The other half, they're mega rich. What's it really say for Chicagoans? Nothing, because every Chicagoan knows this already. Do you really think anyone's like, yeah, $2,500 for this two-bedroom seems reasonable? I mean, it's 8 blocks from the L. And forget it if you own your own place. The monthly taxes on my townhome are more than what I paid for my first apartment back in 1993. Also, my townhome doesn't have 6 roommates and a ton of black lights. But I did keep the Reservoir Dogs poster. A filibuster in the Senate? I thought they were on summer vacation like they are, you know, every day. A Connecticut Democrat spoke for 15 hours about gun control, and it looks like it worked. The Senate said they will call a bill that addresses banning guns to those on the no-fly list. When reached for comment, Senator Ted Cruz was like, wait, filibusters work? The Chicago police announced today that they're sending more police and even private security to strengthen their presence at the Pride Parade in 2 weeks. So if you're going to the parade, don't be confused with police in uniform and parade revelers who dress like police. Easy to spot the non-police officer. They're not wearing pants. Microsoft became one of the first giant tech companies to get into the legal marijuana business. So essentially, you can expect weed that'll make you crash? Good. Disney resorts are still reeling after the terrible incident where a 2-year-old was snatched by an alligator in a lagoon. So they're going to take action, make their signs clearer. What? What? Did I read that? What? That's what they're doing? I don't know about you, but maybe it's not a sign issue. Maybe it's a f***ing alligator issue. Ban the alligators, put up an electric fence, hire alligator wrestlers, buy a ton of Walmart assault rifles. But for the love of mankind, do something more than change the font on your warning signs. We cool? Ugh. Big news in the music industry, I guess. The Grammys announced that they will be adding streaming music to all categories, this to include artists who don't release albums through the major label system. This is a huge coup for, well, pretty much every musician nowadays, including Chicago's Chance the Rapper. When reached for comment, Steely Dan was like, "Oh man, that keeping out streaming was the only way we ever won anything." All right, from the top, guys. 3, 2, I found a picture. More flute. In weather, muggy. In sports, is it possible? Is it true? Sox won a series? They beat the Tigers 2 out of 3 to take the series here at home. So what's it mean? Well, it means that the Sox are still in it. They're only 2.5 games back of the Cleveland Indians, and they head to Cleveland for a huge weekend series. The Cubs are off today as well. They host the Pirates at Wrigley tomorrow. I'd say that's a big series, but have you seen how far back the Pirates are? They're 11.5 back to the Cubs, so I said good day. It couldn't get any better for Cubs fans. The team called up their number one prospect catcher, Wilson Contreras, today. He was hitting .350 in AAA, so add that cherry to the Cubs Sunday. The Bears wrapped up their minicamp today. They were supposed to do another day, but Coach John Fox canceled it. He said he liked what he saw from his guys. You know what? I'm going to store away this little nugget for that one time that Jay Cutler throws an interception because the receiver ran the wrong route. Yeah, remember that one minicamp day. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the Bulls winning the NBA championship back in 1996, beating Seattle in a Game 6. Remember that? I remember like it was yesterday. Just walking around Chicago all aimlessly looking for something to happen, high-fiving strangers, goading on riot cops, throwing a trash can through a window of a Foot Locker. You know, the things you do when you celebrate a championship. In more current basketball news, Chicago Bull Pau Gasol is playing in the Olympics for his home country of Spain, but he's so fearful of Zika that he's contemplating freezing his sperm before he goes to Rio. Pau, come on, it's just Zika. It's not like you're playing Draymond Green. Speaking of Draymond, the NBA Finals Game 6 in Cleveland tonight. Draymond Green back from a nut punch suspension. Will he punch again? That's essentially the ads on ABC. Will Draymond Green punch again? Tune in. Will there be a nut punch? It's really the only reason to watch. And finally tonight, several aldermen pushed a new mandatory sick day ordinance through committee today. It states that all Chicago employers must give employees 5 paid sick days. But it hasn't come up for a full council vote yet because, you know, most of the aldermen called in sick. That's the carryout for June 16th, 2016. Hey, we got some great new appetizers tonight. Do you like bacon-wrapped grapes? You know, it's actually really hard to wrap bacon around a grape, so you know what? You're welcome.